Hey nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on how it's never too late to say yes. Whether it be adding last-minute fundraising items, trying something new, or reaching out to donors. Let's get right into it.
Hey everybody, great to see you. Glad you're here. Hey, please, remember before we get started, don't forget to pay the fee. If there's anything throughout this podcast, this you hear this riffing going on that you like, that you get value from, please like, share it, subscribe, and we'll talk to you. Hey, T-Reb, what's happening, brother?
Hey, bro. Yeah, share it, invite somebody, and make their day. That's what I want you to do.
You know, we wanted to hop on here and just talk to you real quick because this is coming up a lot about it's never too late. It's never too late in your fundraising event to get something in there great. And so, Trev, go ahead and say what you were talking about before.
Yeah, well, and you know what's so funny is that we're just really good listeners, quite frankly. You know, we might come up with a couple good ideas here and there, but we really, really listen to what our clients are telling us, the organizations that we have the good fortune to work with, what our team tells us. And we just listen to the market, quite frankly. And there's a lot of trends. We had a team member of ours work with an organization that 3 days before their live auction happened, they added two of our items. They added an all-inclusive trip, they added a Vegas Tahoe trip. They sold the all-inclusive trip 7 times in the live auction. They sold the Vegas Tahoe trip twice in the live auction, and they raised over $8,000 in net proceeds alone from those two items, and they added them 3 days before their event. Now, did a really cool donation item or vacation home fall out of their live auction? I don't know that. Maybe that's what happened. Or maybe they just needed something with a little bit of excitement because people are so enthralled with traveling right now and experiences, and people are getting out. And we have that data as well to prove that because we do all of our own bookings. But long story short, it's never too late to say yes. It's never too late to say yes to those things because they are exciting. Obviously, people like them. And they'll work. And that was $8,000. That was an $8,000 check, quite frankly, that organization had the courage to cash, quite frankly.
Well, right? I think that what you said is so important. It was net money. And these are not super expensive items. I mean, we're not talking about spending.
About a $1,500 reserve price.
Yeah. I mean, so I think that's really a great a point.
Let me tell you another one. We had another event. 3 items were added to a silent auction. Once again, the same week, different organization. They said yes, and they added 3 really cool items to their silent auction. It created more excitement. They sold all 3, and it's just because they took the courage. They empowered themselves to say yes to something cool and exciting. And they ended up making money. That was the whole idea behind it. And we're just so fortunate that we're getting this feedback. And I'm really, really, really enamored with the behavior of organizations these days, because I'm also going to say it's never too late to do something creative at your event.
You know, the other thing is having the courage to say yes. So many times we automatically say no, because we don't K-N-O-W enough, we don't know enough, and so we just say no, instead of just saying, you know what, I'm going to try this. Like, you know, some game, I know that, speaking of one of our guys, Mark, he was doing an event, and it was kind of a last-minute thing. They walked over to the silent auction table, pulled up, and they saw this little rifle. It was like a rifle that probably would sell for, I don't know, $300 or $400, and it could have been anything. It doesn't matter. It just that's what this happened to be. It's kind of like a outdoors kind of thing. They do this event. They have this thing, and they did a game at the last minute that the organization said yes to. They had never done it, and they did a last man standing. You know, that last hand up, whatever you want to call it, but last and raised $5,000. So something that they did that with. Last minute, because they didn't say no. Mm-hmm. I think no is a really dangerous word in the fundraising world,
especially now.
We really caught up in thinking about, well, we've done it that way. We can't do it. We've never done that before. Gosh, I don't. And the organizations, you made a point about what we're seeing. So many organizations that are taking that step, saying yes, are just seeing astounding results with it.
Yeah. This is like a thesis statement that I have as well that I'm developing week by week, because we're in the middle of it. You know what I mean? And that is, there's never been a better time to say yes to something new. There's never been a better time to be creative at your event. And the reason why I think so is because the world is so different than it was a couple of years ago. Yeah. So now we're noticing pretty much in all 50 states, we're noticing live events taking place. In a lot of those states, live events have not taken place in 2 years or more.
Over 2 years. Yeah. It's been 26 months that hasn't been happening.
You know how difficult it is to broad stroke all the states, but you know, putting them all together, we've noticed a lot of trends in certain states where there's like not a lot going on, quite frankly. And we just happen to think because of the none of this happens without donors and supporters, of course, their willingness to give, their willingness to accept new things, and how people's psychology has changed as supporters and as donors has changed dramatically in 2 years. And so it's a really, really excellent time. And we're imploring as many organizations that will listen to try something new. And when we say that, we don't mean try a new bartender. We're talking about try new items, try a new revenue enhancer, try a new strategy that all it does is make you more money, you know?
Well, it goes across the board. It's like whenever we go talk to somebody and, you know, we said, what's the most expensive sponsorship you have? And they said, well, $5,000. We have one table. I said, well, what's the most expensive one you have on your list that you've asked for? $5,000. Mm-hmm. So why don't you ask for 10?
Yeah. I've heard you say that dozens of times.
I mean, it will work. We were having this conversation. So my youngest son is, you know, graduating high school this year, and we were looking at stuff for it's all about his college enrollment and all that stuff, because he knows where he's going now, boomer sooner. And we were going through this, and I said, well, why don't you just ask? He's like, well, I don't know. I don't, you know, and it had to do with the dorm selection.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's a definite no if you don't ask.
For sure.
If you don't ask, it is a for sure, absolute, definite, not gonna happen answer.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it takes courage. Give yourself permission to ask. That's think. And in our space, give yourself permission to raise money.
Yeah. Well, and for all the professionals that are out there, the directors of development, executive director, staff, you know, that you're on the staff or whatever, or maybe you're a board, it doesn't matter. I know that the number one reason why you don't want to try something new is because you're like, I've got that one person who is just Debbie Downer, says no, we've never done it that way, not going to do it. And it is. It's tough to overcome that sometimes, especially on the inside. But more times than not, especially what we're seeing just around the country, is people that have been solid no's forever are now saying yes.
Yeah, no means no right now. It doesn't mean
no forever. So I think that is, and you know, the whole thing about last minute, there are so many events happening right now.
Oh my goodness.
There are every frick. I mean, it's just, it's insane. And you know, that, like you said, haven't happened for a couple of years. So there's a lot of competition out there. There's people want to go. And there's people that haven't been to an event. Maybe they've never gone to an event, and all of a sudden they want to give back, and they're, you know, for whatever reason, they've decided to get behind the mission. They want to get in there. Mm-hmm. And the whole last minute thing is, but there's also still a lot of instability because people haven't, you know, donations that people were once getting aren't happening. Mm-hmm. And so the whole last minute thing is not because, you know, hey, here's the deal. But think about it. If that one organization hadn't done that, those two items in the last minute, that's $8,000.
That can mean a lot to an organization.
$8,000. Most live auctions net generate, you know, $15,000 to $30,000. You're talking about a big portion of your revenue, of the net revenue, revenue.
Absolutely.
So, gosh, you know, we had somebody that put a golden ticket in last minute. They came up and they said, hey, we're going to, you know, do this raffle. It cost them $2,000. They used one of our packages because they didn't have anything. And they were like, how do we make up the difference? Sold out all 100 tickets. Boom. Done. It was crazy. We had a group, and I'm trying to think who they did it, and they sold out. They sold 200.
Two of them. Yeah.
They sold 200 tickets.
Yep.
And here's the interesting thing. The event only had like 150 people at it.
Yep. Yep.
But they sold, they just doubled down on it, and they'd never done it before. And they did it, and it just blew through. They were so ecstatic. They raised $20,000.
I thought of something interesting. Sorry for crossing streams, brother. I can't wait for more of this data to come in, because it's going to be coming in over the weekend and next week as well. So we'll keep sharing it. We're just really good at just being vessels of information. That's what the entire process is for us. In sharing these things on the podcasts and webinars that we do. In my notes, I remember saying to myself, mental notes, it's never too late to utilize auction software. And we had that discussion. We had a big, long discussion about it recently as well. And we had an organization that we work with where they said 25% of the items that were sold were sold from folks that never were at the live event.
Well, I'm going to give a caveat. Okay. I'm going to raise my throw a flag on the field for everybody listening that just heard that.
Yeah.
3 days is not enough time. I don't care what the event is, what the software is. We're in the software and trip business, but that's not our point. We're using those for an example. And that's why I said the whole thing, the last man standing, the golden ticket, do all those things. If you think it's too late, when the event's over, it's too late. When the event's over, just because it's not in your program doesn't mean that you can't do it. Just because you're not really sure if you've got a board member that is going to throw a fit. I mean, okay, I'm just going to say it here. Sometimes it's easier to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. And you know what? All they do is say, those guys, men and women, say no all the time anyway. And we've got to, work past that. But the point is, open your mind to possibilities of what you can do, because the reason is there's a lot of money out there and they are looking for ways to give. They may not raise their hand and give you $1,000. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden they're going to. Now, you need to ask them. You need to make that ask. And if you're thinking, well, I'm not going to do a fund a need, or you've never done one, do it. If your event is, tomorrow and you're hearing this podcast the first time and you're not doing a fund a need, you need to do one. Get your auctioneer, get whoever's got to pull the trigger. If it's you, whatever, call
us. Reach out to us.
I'll tell you how to do it. I'll tell you how to do it.
Reach out to us.
But make sure that you're doing that, because that is a great. I remember years ago, went to a little benefit auction. Auctioneer gets up there. I think he sold 4 or 5 items. It was at a small, very, very small private school, little Christian school. They were doing an event. And he goes, hey, I got an idea. I know that y'all came buy some stuff. And he goes, you're not going to get anything. You're not going to help anything, except if you believe what's going on here at this little school, this work that they're doing is going to be really good. He said, who here to give $500? Got 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 people raised their hand, $1,000. He started $1,000. I think 3 or 4 people raised their hand. He goes, look, in 15 seconds, we just raised, $4,000. Maybe got 5. Then he said, how about $500? Before it was over with, within 3 minutes, he raised $13,000 net dollars to the bottom line. I did a deal at another school. Same thing. We raised 60. It was unplanned. They didn't have it in the event. I was the last minute person they called to come do the auction. This has been several years ago. I said, what do you need? We need Chromebooks. Last minute, walked up there. I'm talking to the headmaster, superintendent, whatever you want to call him, and said, what do you guys need? He said that. I just said, hey, I'm going to go off schedule. We need to buy some Chromebooks. $6,000 a class. Anybody want to buy a class deal? 3 people raised their hand. $18,000. We raised it that fast. And it was not planned the last minute. So it's not too late. And now,
certainly not too late.
More than I've ever seen in my entire life, 30 years of doing this, have I ever seen people willing to give.
And I was saying this recently, the consumer landscape has changed. And I don't want to call donors and supporters consumers. At the end of the day, it's not, there's some similarity. And we have to continue to be creative to stoke their fire, so to speak, to nudge them into wanting to give. And sometimes it's going to take creativity to get there, to connect A to B. And that's what Jason's talking about. That's what we're talking about. So it's it once again, this is our thesis statement that we're developing, but we're just paying attention and it's real. It's happening.
Hey, we've got another client we just had. The reason she's a client, she came to our, didn't use a lot of our stuff. I think she used a couple of items. But overall, they beat their stretch goal by $100,000. They raised over $500,000, and that's
in a state that hasn't had live events in a long time.
Long time, 2 years.
Yeah,
I mean, it had been 2 years since they had had an event,
and they knocked it out of the park.
You know, there's a lot of built up demand all the way around. There's a lot of people that, you know, there's a lot of need out there. There's a lot of people that want to give, and if you want your nonprofit fundraiser to raise some money, just open your eyes and look for an opportunity.
In the famous words of Jason Ledlow, it's what you make that matters. Give yourself permission to do something creative and do something exciting, something new. Cool. So, yeah, good stuff.
Well, man. Hey, everybody, it's not too late. Appreciate you being here again. Give a like, share, give this out to somebody. And Trev, I'll catch you later, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Group LLC. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.